The one food label that would really work. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Seattle is the latest city to consider a measure banning trans fats from restaurants, number one. And number two, requiring chain restaurants to post fat and calorie information right on the menu. And as in other cities, the Restaurant Association hates it. They say it's an expensive nuisance to have to go in and figure out exactly what's in the food they serve. Although I have a feeling the real reason is that if they posted the true calorie counts, just reading the menus would make your belt pop. But health authorities say there are too many obese people in the world, and so we have to take action. People desperately need the information. Well, we need the information, all right, but not just from the menus. It's too easy to ignore a bunch of figures on a menu. But you know what you can't ignore? What you can't ignore is when you're sitting at a restaurant and in walks somebody who looks like Angelina Jolie, or in walks somebody who looks like Brad Pitt. And you can tell that these are people who eat out all the time, and yet they look stunning. So I say, put the ingredient labels on them, because as helpful as it might be to know the ingredients in your burrito, it would be even more helpful to know the ingredients in Brad Pitt. As helpful as it might be to know the fat content of your salad dressing, it would be even more helpful to know the fat content of Angelina Jolie. It wouldn't have to be an elaborate label, just a simple label listing what they typically eat in a day and the amount of exercise they get, perhaps plastered to their gorgeous butts. By law. At least then the rest of us would know it's possible. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.